The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. A longtime Terrace resident has been recognized for his charity work by the province of BC. Barry English told the story of how long he's lived in Terrace and his history of volunteering in the community.
Well, my parents moved here. My father was here during the war for training, and he fell in love with the country. Now, he's a Saskatchewan farm boy, so he had never seen mountains until he came here. But he fell in love with the place, and so after the war, he came back and logged for a few years and then did a lot of other work around Terrace. And, well, of course, he brought us here, his family here, and I've been here ever since. I volunteered all my life. When I was taught really early that you do what you can to help who you can. And so, basically, I've been a volunteer right from Boy Scouts and Wolf Cubs up. I was president of a union local for a while. I've been involved with the community for most of my life, really. I spent 40 years as the drum sergeant for Terrace Pipes and Drum Society and taught a lot of kids how to play drums. But in the last 8 to 10 years, it's been concentrating mainly on Northern Animal Rescue Alliance. Started off with fostering dogs and a couple of cats, but mainly dogs. And that evolved into doing bottles. And of course, some of the foster dogs that we fostered, we kept. It's a term called failed foster. I've been pretty well sorting the bottles for the last 6 or 7 years anyway. So that's my main focus now, and I raise a lot of money doing that.
Barry went on to talk more about his work with NARA in the recent years.
Rescue Alliance is a fantastic organization, and because I've been involved in charities and volunteering almost all of my life, I know how they work. And NARA is one of the far better ones. We have a large group of people willing to do things. That's why I can concentrate on doing just the bottles, because there's lots of other people to do the fostering, to do the rescuing, to do the medical transfers and all the other things that come along with being part of an animal rescue group. And there's a big jobs and a lot of people put in a lot of time. I'm just one of them.
Barry has been collecting recyclables for NARA for about 6 years now. He even has a box in front of his house for people to drop off their returnables. But there's also a variety of businesses in town that donate to the cause, which Barry highlighted.
A lot of the businesses in town donate to us. What Do Your Part Recycling gives us all of their glass and mainly drink bottle type glass. We also get stuff from the Back Eddy, from the Legion, from the Bluefin Sushi Bar, from Sherwood Mountain, from the Calum Motel, from the Boston Pizza and Denny's. And besides all these, there are more, but I can't think of them all off the top of my head. Besides which, we have a donation box outside of the fence at our home at the end of Kenny Street. And people drop bottles off in that bin 20 hours a day or so.
I asked Barry if he has any favorite organizations that he's worked with in the past, which he doesn't, but he also wanted to make sure that people know the reason he does what he does.
Oh, I love them all. That's why you do it. Now, I want to make this very, very clear and stress it. I do not volunteer for attaboys and pats on my back and thank yous and things like this. What I do because I want to. I have the times and skills to do it. But I've been involved in a lot of things. I volunteered for the New Democrat Party for a lot of years, putting up signs. Long before that, I was on the executive of the Terrace Art Association, and I don't keep track of it, so I can't remember everything I've done. It's not important. If something needs doing, you do it.
And even though Barry says that he could think of a bunch of other people who deserve the award more than he does, he was the only Northern resident to receive the recognition. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.